7-year-old Nan Kun from Bataman, Cambodia, dreams of one day being a store manager in a shopping mall. For that, she'll need at least a rudimentary education. In a makeshift classroom at a Bangkok construction site, she tells visitors she likes coloring, learning the alphabet, and practicing washing her hands. Adjacent to this open-air space, several hundred workers are building 319 luxury homes.
With a very low unemployment rate in Thailand, builders and contractors are dependent on migrant laborers, some of whom insist on bringing along their spouses, who are also put to work.
It's very common in construction site whereby we can see lots of people running around and not doing anything productive. Sometimes even worse, sometimes you can use the child labor to help build houses and things like that.
Previously, the Sonsri Corporation, like many builders in the developing world, looked the other way regarding children at construction sites. President Seta Thaivizin says all of Sonsri's contractors now sign a clause acknowledging they can be terminated if they are found to be employing anyone under the age of 15.
We need to be able to educate our staff that in addition to making houses, making condos, delivering houses to the consumers, it's our duty as a citizen of Thailand to contribute back to society. And this is a particular cause in which we believe in.
As part of its social change initiative, Sonsri is also operating in collaboration with the contractors and UNICEF, safe spaces for children at each project site.
Having a place like this, they can be more productive in their work and also a peace of mind while they're working. They know that the children are safe and away from harm.
That is a relief for Nan's mother.
Once I was able to keep my daughter here, I felt happy because I can take care of her Japanese. It would just be too difficult to take care of her.
Construction worker Ma Moy from Myanmar has a bachelor's degree in history. Despite her education, she says the best way to provide for her son is for her and her husband to build homes and offices in Thailand.
At previous construction sites making daily wages, we couldn't send our son to school. So that is why I am elated he can have this kind of educational experience here.
But the boy's education, informal as it is likely to be interrupted. When the family moves on to the next project site, it likely will not have similar safe spaces for children. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Thank you.